Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Will calling on behalf of Metro Research. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing the children of Boston and the schools in your area. Do you have a minute?
I do, but I'm not in the Boston area anymore. Well, I'm in the area, but not necessarily in the city anymore, just to let you know.
Oh, that's okay. You still live in Mass.
I do.
Okay, thank you very much. Are you 18 years old and a resident of Boston then? Well, Massachusetts in this case.
Yep, I am.
Okay, thank you, sir. How many children do you have living with you or attending kindergarten through 12th grade in the coming school year?
One.
Thank you, sir. Next question is, which of the following best describes the school your child will attend this coming school year? One of the district public schools in Boston or in Massachusetts, a charter school, a public school outside of Boston, a private school, or homeschool?
Public school outside of Boston.
Public school outside of Boston. Thank you, sir. What is your age exactly, if you don't mind me asking?
46.
46. Thank you, sir. Next question. How do you describe your gender? Man, woman, non-binary, some other?
Man.
Thank you, sir. How do you describe your race? White, Caucasian, African American, Hispanic,
white.
Latino, white. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Next question. Thinking specifically of your children who are enrolled in Boston Public Schools, what grade is your child entering this fall?
Kindergarten.
First. Thank you, sir. Next question is, as a reminder, the Boston Public School System, also referred as the BPS system, is the district administrator overseeing a system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston. Overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston Public School System? Very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, very dissatisfied.
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Thank you, sir. Somewhat dissatisfied. Okay, thank you, sir.
Correct.
Next question is, students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your child's school was graded in the same way. Overall, how will you grade your child's school? Will you give them an A, B, C, D, or F?
B.
Thank you, sir. Next question.
No, D.
I really appreciate your time. Oh, D as in dog. My bad.
That's okay.
Sorry. Thank you, sir. Next question is, how about Boston Public School as a whole? Overall, how will you grade Boston Public School? Will you give them an A, B, C, D, or F?
D as in dog.
D as in dog. Thank you very much. Next question is, thinking now about Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, how will you grade the job she's doing with the Boston Public Schools? Will you give her an A, B, C, D, or F?
C, as in cat.
C. Thank you, sir. Next question. As you may know, the Boston Public School System says it's committed to transforming the lives of all children through exemplary teaching in a world-class system of innovative welcome schools. In your view, how well is the Boston Public School System living up to this commitment? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, not at all well.
Not at all well.
Thank you, sir. Next question. As you may know, the Boston Public School System says they are partners with the community, family, and students. In your view, how well will you say the Boston Public School is partnering with you? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, not at all well.
Not at all well.
Thank you, sir. We're almost done here. If you
sure.
had to say I'm sorry, sir?
No, sir, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. If you had to say, whose interest do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on serving? Pick up your top two: parents, teachers, students, the superintendent, BPS system leaders, politicians, or the local community, or some other group?
I would say number one, some other group, and number two, superintendent.
Superintendent, thank you. Thank you very much, sir. I really appreciate it. Some other, when you refer to some other group, can you specify what group are you talking about?
Business influencers.
Business, okay. Thank you, sir. Okay, next question. How engaged do you want to be with your child's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged?
Very engaged.
Very engaged. Thank you. Next question is, how engaged do you feel the Boston Public School System enables you to be with your child's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, not at all engaged?
Not too engaged.
Not too engaged. Thank you very much, sir. As a parent of a student in the Boston Public School System, to what extent do you agree or disagree with the following questions? The Boston Public School System makes it easy for me to share my concerns. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree with that? Somewhat disagree? Strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat. Thank you, sir. The communications I receive from the Boston Public School System are easy to understand. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree? Somewhat disagree? Strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Thank you, sir. The Boston Public School System makes me feel welcome. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you, sir. Next question. My feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston Public School System. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you, sir. Next question. How concerned are you about your child's emotional well-being while they are at school? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you, sir. How concerned are you about your child's physical safety while they are at school? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you, sir. Does your child's school offer after-school sports or not? Not offer?
No.
Offer not enough?
No. Not enough.
Not enough. Okay. Thank you, sir. Does your child's school offer extracurriculars like arts and music or not? Not offer?
Not.
Not enough?
Not offered.
Not offered. Thank you, sir. Does your child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called IEP? Yes or no?
No.
No. Thank you, sir. Does your child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL? Yes, no?
Nope.
Thank you, sir. For the next few questions, please think about your kindergarten child. Looking ahead for when your kindergarten child will attend high school, will you say you are satisfied with the opinions available to them in the Boston Public Schools or not? Are you yes satisfied or no, not satisfied?
Not satisfied.
Thank you, sir. What is the main things that are important to you in thinking about a high school option for your kindergarten child?
You want me to just list them off, or do they have options?
No, well, you know, whatever option you have in mind, you could just let me know and I'll write it down.
Yeah, sure. So learning style is number one.
Okay.
Running style. Learning style.
Learning style.
And then also creativity.
Okay, creativity. What else?
And empowerment.
Empowerment.
And critical.
Thank you, sir.
And also, do you just need three or do you want another one?
Oh, if you have another one.
Yeah, it'd be critical thinking.
Critical thinking. Thank you, sir. Next question. Many schools use digital tools in their classrooms. Would you consider choosing a high school for your kindergarten child that uses digital lessons combined with in-person teachers in a non-traditional school setting, such as a state-of-the-art community space like the Boys and Girls Club? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, sir. Thinking about a high school for your kindergarten child, how appealing will each of the following elements of the school be to you? As you are answering, please assume there is no cost for the new school. Allows my child to choose a schedule that works for them. Is that very appealing? Somewhat appealing? Not too appealing? Not at all appealing?
Somewhat appealing.
Thank you. Opportunity for my child to engage in small learning groups. Very appealing. Thank you, sir. Gives my child flexibility to take classes from anywhere. Is that very appealing, somewhat appealing, not too appealing, not at all appealing?
Very, very appealing.
Okay. Allows my child to show their knowledge in various ways, like presentations on projects, not just tests. Is that very appealing, somewhat appealing?
Very appealing.
Very appealing. Thank you, sir. Allows my child to move at their own pace. Is that very appealing, somewhat appealing, not too appealing, not at all appealing?
Somewhat appealing.
Thank you, sir. Almost done here. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What languages are spoken regularly at home? English, Spanish, Portuguese, Cape Verdean, Haitian, Arab, Vietnamese, Mandarin, or other?
The dominant one is English, and there's also Spanish and French spoken.
And French. Okay, thank you, sir. That's very good. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade or less, high school graduate, some college?
High school graduate.
Thank you, sir. Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category.
Just tell me what the highest one is.
Oh, $150,000 and more.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir. That'll be the end of our survey. I really, really appreciate your time and your help. Thank you very much. Your
Thanks
opinion is very valuable. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
No, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.